Towards the end of the Rishonim, towards the end of the Rishonim's time, the time of the Truma Sadeshen, it seems to be a minig that was brought down. It seems to be a minig that was brought down already in the time of the Truma Sadeshen.
Why do you say it seems?
That was already recorded by his Talmud, the Talmud that like Yosha brings many, many minhagim that his Rebbe, the Truma Sadeshen, had. And he brings as follows. He says that in an Uber year,
Truma Sadeshen is my name.
In an Uber year, people fast every single Thursday. And it starts from Parashas Shemois, and it ends at Parashas Tetzaveh. And then he called Shevovim, Shevivim. That's already one of the first Mekoris for the Minig or Klal Yisrael of Shevivim. So again, I met a fellow recently, he said to me the whole thing started a few years ago with the Chassidim. It's Nishtazai. It's already the Zman of Shum Zadeshim, which is already the Zman of the Rishonim. We find the same Minig brought down in many Svarim that they say that this was the minig of Klal Yisrael. For example, many Talmidei Marshal, Yamshol Shleima, and for example, the Levush brings it down, the Matan Moshe brings it down, the Shloah Kodesh brings it down, Ateres Kenim, the Arizal, the Yishus Yomtov, the Magen Avraham, the Tofesh Pehei, that they bring down that there was a minig of Klal Yisrael of something called Shevivim. Some that started Be'erich in Parashas Shemois and ended, again, we'll get to different shitas, Parashas Tetzaveh. What is the reason for Shevivim? So again, that's the core of the minig that we found in Rishonim, the many Gedolei Poskim, is there was a minig of Shevivim. What was the reason for Shevivim? What was this reason of Adafka fasting on a Thursday from Shemois, carrying on for a few weeks? So there's a few interesting reasons. Reason number one is the Matan Moshe. The Matan Moshe brings from his Rebbe, the Marashal, and he says like this, in a leap year, we know that after most Yomim Tovim, there is something called Bahab, something that we do, a Shtikul Slicha, some people fast, but a Shtikul Slicha of a Kapara after a Yontov. So normally after a Sukkot we have one, and after a Pesach we also have one, right? Okay. Zukt the Matan Moshe b'shem the Marashal. Then in a leap year, because there are so many months, in between one Bahab and another Bahab, so maybe it's too long of a time for us to be waiting to do tshuva, and therefore we have to make ki'ilu a Bahab in the middle, and that says the Matan Moshe was the makor of Shevivim of the fasting. That's reason number one. Reason number two, we're going to get to it, is the Arizal. There's a Merdeka Arizal, you look at Tofesh Pehei, and the Shari Tshuva over there, brings down this Arizal, and he says like this. The Arizal's reason for Shevivim is, this is a skula. A skula. In order for a person to misaken the chet hayadua, Zugda Arizal is a special skula at the time of Shevivim, which Badafka starts Parashas Shemois, which is the beginning of Shibud of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and ends off by Parashas normally, again, depending on the year, Parashas Mishpatim, which is generally when Klal Yisrael got out. So the Arizal says, and this is most famously brought down by a lot of the Hasidim to certain types of limud during this month, is in Yoni Kedusha, in Yoni Tara, this is the bedafko, a time that a person can be second for the chet hayadua. Now, the Shloah HaKodesh, interestingly enough, brings down, and there's a few more reasons, I'm not going to go with the Iki reasons, the Shloah HaKodesh brings down that in the Shona Uba is a sakona, especially for choyles yelodim, children's illnesses, Rachmona Litzlan, as we state in the Shloah HaKodesh. Now, I'll be sakana, we're not going to go into so much, but whatever it is, we see there's a certain Zman that starts already this week in Parashas Shemois and leads us on to the next few weeks that's coming up. That there is a Hashem, we want to deal with a certain aspect which I feel that Anias Daiti is very, very choshev. I didn't see too many people speaking about it in the Gabi Shevivim, so I thought it needs something of a chizik and it's going to direct Kesher to Shevivim. Now, it's interesting, you look at all the Mekoyes that we said, as the Olim pointed out, are all talking about a Shonam Uba. Are talking about a year that there's an extra month in the year, and that's the reason why they do it. The Shaila is, where's the Makor for a regular year, right? A non-leap year. So the Maisa, many, many Bedi Poskim do bring down, is a minig of Shevivim, even in a case of a non-leap year. As it brings the Pinagodim, the Tofesh Pehei, the Shari Tshuva, the Chidah brings it also, They said the Shaish Vavoida brings it that even though in Aganami, from the Trumas Hadeshet, the Matin Moshe, the Marshal, we see that the minig started Bedafkin Alipi, because an Alipi, like we said, was a long few months, and therefore we need one behalf to another, we need something in the middle. We also do the same thing by a regular year. The only difference would be is Shovin Pat, because we add two more parishes, or just regular Shovin. Now, whatever it may be, my Nafkimina is to ask us as follows. First of all, what's this business of fasting? What's this business of a Titus? So, very interesting, also very mamisha, the Mordi Kazachan over here. I thought we know, it's brought down already from the Trumas Hadeshet, the Ikit Shuva that a person needs to do, the Ikit Takona, the Ikit thing that a person needs to work on, that he needs to do, is to do Shuva. As I state, in the Magid Meshurim, for example, the Eidig Malach, that taught the Beis of all of his learning in Parashat Beshalach, so he brings over there that if you fast and do Shuva on these days, Ramesh Rabbeis is starting from today, it's a special time that the Ribbon Shaloylom is miscabled the Tshuva, miscabled the Tfilis more than any other time. As in the Magid Meshurim, the Malach told it to the Beis Yosef when he taught the Beis Yosef what to write. So he told him, Parashat B'Shalach, Shnei Tov Elei, Ayin Shom, that Avada, the Zman of Shevim is a Zman for Tshuva, that a person could do Tshuva on certain inyanim that's easier now than it will be any time of the year. Now, the Arizal Avada said, Avada, we fast every single day. Now, most places that we, most of my Makonis, we mention, for example, the Levush and the Matamosha, do not mention fasting every single day, and it's only on every single Thursday.
If you fast and do the Tshuva during Shavuot, then
it's more miskabel and Rabbi Nishalim, more accepted. Now, most Hasidish Svarim, and I'll give you the names in a moment, write that nowadays we do not fast. This is not our Avoida, this is not what the Rabbi Nishalim wants, and the Mela, the Ikit Tshuva, the Ikit thing that we need to work on during this month, Zot, the Svarim HaKadoshim, is Avada Torah HaKadoshim. Right? As well as pulled down from the Magid Ben Ezra, the words from the Shem Shmuel, the Kotzke Rebbe, the Ori of Yisrael, the Balatanya, the Vyatzit, the Slonim Rebbe, that they all bring down that the Ikka Avoida for us on Shoivim is Avada Torah, Avada Torah HaKadoshim. For HaKadoshim, for example, you see that there are many Hasidim. There's many Hasidim, many Rebbes that are besakin during these times of Shavuot, like Tzimaya. There's many Tzadikim that are mamish besakin during these manim, times of learning Torah b'Ritzifus, more than any other time during the year. Because the Tshuva that we have now is not so much in fasting. As I brought down from Kama Tzadikim,
it's going to
get to it, 1 second. Is the Ma'aseh the Ikki is Torah HaKadoshah. So the Ikki thing that a person has to work on during this man is Avada Torah HaKadoshah. This is Pashut. And that's brought down for many boyskin that Avada the Ikkah, the Kodesh brings it also, is that a person should be Dafka Oisik in a smuggler's Torah during Shavim. It's a very important Yisrael. The Shavim is my Torah. Where did Torah come from? It's the Igle Tal, famously in Akdoma, brings the Kotzke Rebbe. And he says like this, he says, every Aveira that a person does starts from the Moich, starts from the brain. And from the brain, from the Moich, it then tumbles out into a tremendous kilkel, which eventually ends up Rachman and Son and Aveira. When a person learns Torah, he's misakin the Machshava. He's misakin the Moich. And therefore, he's misakin the mocking where the Aveira actually comes from. And that's the reason why, Zubdin and Tabashim, Kotzkum Eber, we Bedafka learn Torah during this time. The Divi Yatsev, everybody has to know, Divi Yatsev says that every single Bocha should be learning minimum 5 Blat with Tosfos. Right, as a Tosfos, you say that. If you can't manage that, then do 2 Blat with Tosfos. As I stated in the Divi Yatsev. Now, Tehillim.
Morning, how do you say
that? No, during the time you have spare time. That's better.
Why
would you say that? Tehillim. Tehillim, Rabbi Sai. It's brought down the most unbelievable Maila that a person doesn't realize Tehillim, and over a melech packed into Tehillim. The mamish explosives over there, that again, to hear them during the years of Adal Choshev, but during this man, Zuk the Svarim, that a person should also be marabah in saying Tehillim. It's a very easy thing for a person to do, say a few kapitels of Tehillim every single day, and it helps more than we can imagine in Gansan. Because Tehillim is packed with certain things, Ayin Meshach Chochmah, on Parashas Vayichi. We haven't got time to be marabah in it, but we look over there, mamish got Mordechai Yosei in Tefillah, that we're not going into right now. Now, the mamish is Azoi. This is the Ikki what I wanted to get into is as follows. First of all, and everything we've said until now, like Arizal said, it's Mesakin the Cheta Yadua. Every person has to know this is very, very important. There was a meister in a yeshiva, very choshev yeshiva here in Yerushalayim. I think it was an Israeli yeshiva, whatever. The kids, one of the bochurim, they took a meeting with the mashkiach. The mashkiach was mamash ha'odom godol ad moed. And he took a meeting with the mashkiach. He told the mashkiach, mamash ha'chov ha'mamash ha'shas ha'dchak, emergency situation. So it was a choshev ha'bocha, mamash ha'ben aliyah, tam tchocha mishtikl. Kids, he came to the mashkiach, and the mashkiach said to him, what are we going to do with you? You look like mamash, the shvach ha'meister. He said to the mashkiach, I'll tell you what it is. I found a sefer in the Beis Medrash. And the sefer said as follows. This sefer writes, there's a certain aveira that people sometimes are neutral in it. And the neighbor, there is no tshuva. That's what he found written in a certain sefer in the Beis Medrash. The mashkiach asked him, give me the sefer. He went to the Beis Medrash, he got him the sefer, he put it away. He called the gab of the Beis Medrash. He said, put away all of these svarim. These svarim are not written for our generation. Our dor cannot recover such things, we can't take such things, and maybe they're not written for us. A person has to realize, again, we're not going into that union, but a person has to realize whatever he did, however he acted before he came to yeshiva, before he was in learning, so to speak. So whatever it is bottle of a bottle, a person shouldn't think about it, it shouldn't bother him, it shouldn't, you know, affect him. I have someone that calls me up, Keseda, with, he's actually a Baal Tshuva, with things that he did in the past, that he possibly bothers him on a daily basis. I told his Pasha the Yitzhar, Yitzhar wants to stop him from going weiter. So maybe it makes him do think, it makes him think about all the things that he did. So number one, a person should realize whatever he did until he came to yeshiva, this is Pasha, bottle and bottle. It's something a person grew up with, the environment he was in, the family, whatever it may be, was growing it. A person should forget about it. It's not Negeya. A person should start from now. That's why it's important for a person not to be haunted by whatever he did in the past. Now, when I want to speak to Etzem, by the way, just one more Nekudu on that, also very important. The Gabi Machshava Ra is very, very big yisoid. A Machshava Ra that a person has can never be, it's not the pshat that when you have a Machshava Ra, you just press delete and it goes away. No such thing. No such thing. In your brain, it does not work that way. It's not the pshat you have a Machshava Ra, look, you press delete and it's gone. No, it doesn't work that way. The only way, so the Rambam already says it with Furish, that if a person wants to mevatel a Machshava Ra, is to fill it up in its place with the Machshava Tov. That's the only way to get rid of Machshava Ra, is to fill up the Mokoyim in a Choshava Machshava, have a Machshava Toiva, have a Machshava Toiva, or even if it's not Toiva, even if it's Stam, even if it's about football, it's Badai Bela and it cancels out the Machshava Toiva, Machshava Ra, and then later that's the Eitzah from the Rambam. Now, Be'ikah of the speakers as follows, everybody say, and then this is right. Many Gedolim have to warn us that the tongue that we speak, that we use to daven, that we use to say sorts of things, that a person has to be very, very careful of it. Right? What you saw in the Prima Garden, we're going to Tofish Behei, the Peleoyitz, we're going to go Berichas in the Inyan, but the Peleoyitz ala Torah, he brings down that the Ikka Havoida, remember this, the Ikka Havoida on Shoivavim, is Tikkun Haloshen. For a person to be Shoima, whatever it is, the Peleoyitz. And a person to be shomer, whatever it is that comes out of his mouth, is very, very, very important. And he says, if you want to know why people do not have the right concentration, and the right kavanas, and the right machshavas, while davening, or while learning Torah, and all these sorts of things, it's only because he's not shomer his piv, he's not shomer what comes out of it, he's also, still to the shomer, but it's also what we're not going to go into, the Indian Einish Paliyoyitz, Ba'amichas on this Indian. Oh, we see kama pa'omim from gedolei yoinah that there is an inyan b'dafkan shoivavim. B'dafkan shoivavim. I've had it the whole year also. Of a b'dafkan shoivavim for a person to work on shoivavim. For a person to work on his mouth, what comes out of his mouth. And be'ez Hashem, I believe, say, we want to go through a shtickle series of gevaldig shi'urim on halacha, this halacha shi'. We want to go through halachas and a negeah to what comes out of a person's mouth. We're going to start with the ra, and then we're going to move with the toiv. Because until a person gets rid of the ra from his mouth, he'll never be able to speak the toiv that he wants to come out of his mouth. And he wants it to be toil, and he wants the toiv to work in shamayim. And as we see, Be'ez Hashem, there are so many halachas that are poshut, withholding a person's tefillas, withholding a person's toiv. I want to speak at a few interesting ma'amakremis as follows. The Etzem Hazoi. Before we start the actual series, I cut just one more inyan. Just to understand what this is all about is as follows. This is very thick about Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is brought in a sefer, told us Yaakov Yosef, and he says a wonderful moshel, very interesting moshel actually. People use it as a joke, but Baal Shem Tov, He said like this. There was once a fellow, very simple fellow, and whatever it was, he was very bad at what he did. The kids, he made mistakes, he forgot things, and people used to laugh at him. People named him Chayzik. That's what they named him, Chayzik, in like a Yiddish word. Yiddish. Like a joker. They named him Chayzik, a Chayzik. They called him Chayzik. After the Catholic, he thought his name was actually Chayzik. No, okay. The problem with him was, one of the problems was every single night he had a massive problem. He would get rid of his clothes, he would undress, put his clothes wherever he put them in his room. He'd wake up the next morning and have absolutely no idea where his clothes are for the next day. He had no idea where they were. And it would take him hours to find his clothing, find all his dress. I'd answer myself. So somebody said to him, I've got a question later. Very simple. Get yourself a piece of paper. Write on this piece of paper before you go to bed, my shirt, here. My trousers, here. My jacket, here. And that's what he did. We don't have questions on the miser. The miser, that's what he did. He woke up the next morning, he took his piece of paper, magic. This up, my shirt over there, he got his shirt, he picked it up. My trousers over there, no, he went to pick it up. The last line that he wrote caused him problems. The last line on this note was, and Chayzik is in bed. Chayzik is in bed. Okay. So he went to the bed to try and look what was going on and didn't find anybody. And he was looking under the bed, under the covers, on top of the covers, in the cupboard, out the cupboard. You know what's going on? It took him hours to finally realize what the matzav was. Now, the Maisa, the Baal Shem Tov said it as a moshel, that he says the Maisa is an important yisoid. The yisoid is, and the Maisa already did this, as Emma says in Parashat Bamidbar, that the main taiva, ki'ilu, that a person has in this world is to know why he was created and why he was placed onto this world. The Sfas Emes already says that. And if you ask any good therapist will tell you that in order to solve a problem, the first problem you need to solve is you need to make an identification, a diagnosis of yourself. You have to know what is the problem first. Once you know there's a problem, then the Maisa, you can work on it. There's a Moyudika Maisa. The Ksav Sofer, right? The Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer had a son. This son was called Reb Shimon Sofer. Choshev Yid, he was the Rav of Orlai. Massive tzaddik. He was Yomim Velola in Torah. He was to be the Tzvi Mamish with the Mikvah. He used to fast all the time. Mamish, a goyin asim and a tzaddik gomel. The Maisa, when it came for him when he was young, came with time for Shidduchim. So the Maisa, he actually made a shidduch with a son-in-law of Reb Kiva Eiger. So when he became the son-in-law of Akiva Eger, so he came into a tremendously wealthy house. Now he was a fellow that was used to nothing, absolutely nothing. He was used to mama's bread and a hard bench as a bed, whatever it was. He was used to nothing. He came into a wealthy house where there were servants and there was food. There was a huge mansion. And he didn't like it. After about a few months of living there with his new wife, he said to his wife, he said, listen, I cannot do my Avodas Hashem this way. I pashut can't serve the Rabbeinu Shalom in this mahalach. I need to go away. We need to go to a place where there's no luxuries. And I can't take it anymore. And if I said to him, I'm sorry. I'm not maskim to, give up on being with my family and being in all the luxuries that I'm used to. So he said, listen. And he begged. And it took a long time. And she kept on saying, I'm not interested in it. He said, listen, I'm sorry to tell you, but if you don't come with me, I'm leaving. And if you don't come with me, I'm going to give you a get. And she said to him, she thought about it for a long time. And she said to him, okay, you want to leave? You leave. You give me a get. She was actually expecting a baby at that time, but it meant so much to her, whatever it was, to be in the place. She decided she stayed there. He gave her a get, and off they went. Now, the Maisa was the divorcee. The woman got remarried to someone called the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak, anybody that knows halacha, the Beis Yitzchak was mamish, a good, doily poskim mamish. Good that she got remarried to him. But eventually she had the baby that she had from Reb Shimon Sofer. And this boy, Reb Shimon Sofer, grew up thinking he's the son of the great Pesach, the Beis Yitzchak. Okay. Until eventually this man came for him to start Shidduchim. Now again, he thought he's the son of the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak calls him in one day and says, listen, I want to tell you. I know you think you're my son, but I have to break the news to you. You're an old enough boy, you're mature, you're going on Shidduchim. I need you to know the following information. You're not my son. You're not my son. I just adopted you, whatever it was. You were born afterwards. And the Maisa, you are from very, very Choshev Yichus, extremely Choshev Yichus. You actually come from the Ksav Sofer, which comes from the Ksav Sofer. That was a tremendous, tremendous Yichus. So listen, I want you to know this before you start Shidduchim. He said, do me a favor. Do I have permission to go and visit and find my family to see where I came from? No, he never heard exactly what was going on. He wanted to see the family. So he gave them permission. And off he went. He went off to find his family. Now, he was a very, very wealthy fellow, right? Coming from a wealthy home. And he went out to look for his family. So he stayed in different hotels. Eventually, his search led him to Vienna. Now, he stayed in a very hush of a hotel there, rich boy. The problem was there was no kosher food. So he went to look for a kosher restaurant. So he goes around looking in Vienna for a kosher restaurant. And he finds a kosher restaurant. Petra's good. Look, he goes inside. The whole place is full. Not every table is taken. So he goes up to the guy in charge. He says, do me a favor. Is there anyone maybe that will share a table? I'm partial hungry. And he eats something. So the guy looks over at the restaurant. He says, oh, there's an old man over there in the corner. He's sitting by himself. Maybe you want to go over. Maybe you want to ask him permission if you want to sit with him. So he says, fine. So he goes over. And he sees him nice. And he says to him, do you mind if I come sit with you? He says, sure, no problem. So he gives him a shalom aleichem. He says, how are you? He says to him, what's your name? He says, listen, to be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea really anymore. I'm a little bit confused. Oh, but the Maisa comes out that my name seems to be Sofer, right? I'm the son of Shimon Sofer. No, they said to him, what do you mean you're Sofer? So am I a Sofer? He said, what are you talking about? He said, my father is a Ksav Sofer. So your father is a Ksav Sofer. I don't understand. I'm getting confused over here. And he said, hold on a second. And they started working out the story until they realized that an unbelievable thing happened. This guy never knew, the guy who was sitting in the restaurant, never knew that his father was married before. He never knew that. He never knew his father was married before, and he never knew that his father actually even had a child. So he decided to check it out. And he checked out the matzah, he sent the telegram to his father, and his father sent back the message saying, right, it's Enestika Matzah, and I was married before, I left my wife and she was a pregnant woman, and therefore this is obviously the son, please send him to me, and I would like to see him. Now, it's a gewaltige Maisa, it was a Maisa Shehoya. Oh, but one thing is called, it's a Murdike Nimshu, I think we can learn from here as follows. A person can go around and he can live throughout his whole life with having absolutely no idea of who he actually is. And there's all the Svarim Kedushim are telling us. If a person never identifies and never sits down, and the Svarim say, like the Derech Hashem said, the Ramchal. The Ramchal says, just like people have business meetings, big business meetings to discuss what? Discuss the, you know, the accounts of the place and the staff and everything situation over there. So do not think, Subhi Ramchal, it's worth it for a person to spend maybe a few minutes a day or whatever it is a week to think about his own personal situation. If it's so worth to spend on your business, do not think it's worth also to spend on everything else. We have to realize that Avada, Bonem Atem, Hashem Elakechem, we're children of the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom loves us very much. And Mela, however situation we went ourselves into, we have to realize that we have the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Chatzman, for example, said a Motika Moshel. He said, what if you have two beggars, and they're going rummaging around the garbage. They're pushing opening the garbage, and they're looking around to see what they can find over there, right? What would you say if one of the beggars in his house, where he lives, has a treasure chest under the floor that he knows nothing about? Would you say, well, he's a rich man? Would you feel bad for him? No. He's exactly the same as the other guy. Because a treasure that you don't know is not a treasure. And therefore, we have to realize, and this is exactly what Shogun is, a person has to retrospect, he has to think where he's holding in life, he has to think, does he have to do better, does he have to do true, but this is admonish the Yisoid, that a person has to realize that we all have a treasure, but if we don't realize the treasure, and we don't understand that we have Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have Torah, and we have mitzvahs, and we have Yiddishkeit, then it's just like a beggar rummaging around the rubbish. He doesn't realize what he has. And if you don't realize what you have, you don't appreciate it. And therefore, that's what Shogun is, the Yisoda Shogun. This is just the Hagdoma. Tomorrow starts my Mocha Shailas. But the Hagdoma is that Shogun is a time for a person to give thought where he's holding in life, what he should be holding in life, where he could be doing better, to be doing tshuva. And again, like the Magid Mishraim said, is the Ikazman. That if a person would do tshuva and would think now, during these days now, Shemois, for Erev Bechulei, so he will get a Moyudi Kasiyata Dishmaya. And again, like we said, Avada Navada, the Ikka tshuva is to be Isaac in Torah. If a person can take on one more Limut, Esher, it's one more Mishnah, or Esher, it's one more Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, or a couple of lines, or maybe a Tosfos, one more Limut, but that's good for this. His mom has been toivel in a mikveh tohoira of Torah, and he gets a muyudika siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi said, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we start the halachas of Koyach HaDibur.